to do this? Because I certainly am. What is the world coming to? Well, it's a bit confusing right now, but I'm here to sort it out with you. I'm here to help. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, February 18, 2020. Good to have you along for the ride. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, General Motors is retooling, rethinking, reinvestigating, and now retreating from several places around the world. GM pulling out of Australia, New Zealand, and Thailand, going to where the big money can be found. Number two, the shocking electricity is really surprising. I mean, look at the cost of gasoline at the pump right now. At my house, $2.15. The cost of natural gas, half of what it was years ago. Yet, electricity is still very expensive. And number one, a group of Democrat senators held a secret backroom meeting with Iranian officials last week in Germany. The very kind of meeting those same senators called illegal when the Trump transition team was preparing to move into the White House. But this meeting with Iran might be a lot more dangerous. A lot more dangerous. We'll get to that. Plus, we've got stories about the Daytona 500 crash at the end, a fiery crash. A driver was taken to the hospital where he remains in very serious condition. Ryan Newman was leading the race when the crash occurred. We'll have that. Plus, the Boy Scouts go bust. So much going on, I'm just trying to keep up with all of it. Let's start with the senators, led by Chris Murphy of Connecticut, having a secret meeting with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif during the Munich Security Conference last week, according to sources briefed by the French delegation to the conference. Murphy's office not responding to repeated requests for comment on whether or not he sat down with the Iranians. Now, remember, the Democrats went berserk when they thought that Donald Trump and his team had been speaking to the Russians, as they should be in transition, and said that that was illegal. This type of meeting with U.S. senators, because Murphy was not the only one, he's the only one whose name we have at this point. He was among those accused Trump officials of doing something outside of the bounds when Michael Flynn met with Kislyak. Remember the Russian Kislyak? Any effort to undermine our nation's foreign policy, even during a transition period, may be illegal and must be taken seriously. So said Senator Murphy in January 2017. But he had previously defended such means. You see, it's all politics, and it's all garbage, it's all nonsense. Murphy and the Democrats doing whatever they want, but sending signals to Iran, meeting with Iran illegally, behind closed doors, and that's what that is. Meeting with Iran illegally behind closed doors, that's exactly what this is. Should be a red flag for all of us. A State Department official, this comes to us from the Federalist, by the way. A State Department official who spoke on background said the State Department itself was not aware of any side meetings with the Iranian officials that Murphy was engaged in. The Munich Security Conference, an annual forum on international security policy, welcomes hundreds of world leaders each February. This year's conference featured robust debate on the United States' maximum pressure policy against Iran. It was front and center. And so were these American senators. What were they to? What are they trying to do? Say, hey, Iran, we'll make a deal with you as soon as Trump's out of office? Good luck with that. Good luck. We'll have a lot more on this as we keep a close eye on it. By the way, speaking of disingenuous senators, we've got new information. We'll get to this a little bit later in the program. Alan Dershowitz says that he has proof now that Barack Obama investigated one of his own close allies at the direction of George Soros using the FBI. Oh, we've got that coming up. So don't go anywhere for that. Meanwhile, another big headline overnight that's important, a brand new Marist poll. A brand new Marist poll qualifies Mike Bloomberg. Qualifies Mike Bloomberg for the debate. Is that debate today or tomorrow? What, the next Democrat debate. And he picked up 19% support. And that means he'll be on the debate stage and he'll have a lot to talk about, will Mike Bloomberg. A lot of people targeting Bloomberg. And I want to go to some of his comments, because Mike Bloomberg's resume is impressive, with the amount of demeaning comments about women, the tonnage of demeaning comments about blacks and Hispanics and others. Mike Bloomberg's behavior is reprehensible. to say the least. But he has qualified now for the next Democrat debate. And that's a, it's going to be ugly. I'll tell you this. Here's the way it breaks down. He got 19% support in the brand new Marist poll. Candidates need four national polls showing 10% or higher support. So he'll be on the stage along with the other billionaire, Tom Steyer. And remember, they changed the rules here so that Bloomberg could qualify. That was the whole game. They changed the rules so Bloomberg could qualify and get on the stage because so many people thought, well, Bloomberg's going to be the guy. Now, Bernie Sanders has 31% support. And the latest ad from Bloomberg targets Bernie Sanders in a not too flattering way, as you might imagine. Now, here's how Bloomberg handles reining in spending. This is from a couple of years ago, 2011 exactly. And I'm talking about Bloomberg's resume, right? This guy has been talking about different things for years. He has been demeaning to women. He has been demeaning to minorities. And listen to this. It's bite 17. Bite 17. That's okay. We'll wait on that one for a moment then. Because we got Bloomberg here saying how he's going to rein in the spending. Which ones do you have? All right, let me back up just a little bit here. Here's what we'll do. We'll give you the background on Bloomberg from bite number two. Here's part of his resume. Bite number two from Mike Bloomberg. Bite two. Go.
95% of your murders and murderers and murder victims fit one MO. You can just take the description, Xerox it, and pass it out all the time. They are male minorities 15 to 25. That's true in New York. It's true in virtually every city in America. And that's where the real crime is. You've got to get the guns out of the hands of the people that get killed. She's going to be wanting to spend the money, put a lot of cops in the street, put those cops where the crime is, which means in minority neighborhoods. So this is one of the unintended consequences is people say, oh my God, you are arresting kids for marijuana. They're all minorities. Yes, that's true. Why? Because we put all the cops in the minority neighborhoods. Yes, that's true. Why do we do it? Because that's where all the crime is. And the way you get the guns out of the kids' hands is to throw them against the wall and frisk them. Because then they say, oh, I don't want to get caught, so they don't bring the gun. They may still have a gun, but they leave it at home.
95% of the murders come from young black men. False? Not true. We're going to throw them up against the wall and frisk them and take their guns away? Yes, they did that. This is just the beginning. I'm going to have some really in-depth breakdown with Steve Bannon right after the break here. Steve Bannon takes a close look at Hillary, at Bloomberg, at all of it, and weighs in. Remember, on this program, not that long ago, he said that Hillary would be in this race. He said that Bloomberg would be in the race. Everybody dismissed him. Bannon was right. We'll have Steve Bannon right after this on The Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Here's a bright idea. Get to your Roxor dealer today for $1,000 off a 2019 Roxor. Plus, a no-cost 40-inch KC LED light bar with its box steel frame and powerful turbo diesel engine. Roxor is a side-by-side workhorse that's ready to tackle every job you throw at it. Plus, you won't have to stop working when the sun goes down. For complete details, visit RoxorOffroad.com to find your local dealer.
Recently, I spent time with a group of young people who were hearing impaired and deaf. This is Johnny Erickson Tata, and I'd like to pass on some tips on how you can reach out to people who are deaf. First, talk directly to the deaf person and not to the sign language interpreter. Second, if the deaf person speaks and you don't understand, don't pretend that you know what he said. Instead, ask him to repeat his statement or write it down. Third, be careful not to cover your face. Many deaf friends rely partially on lip reading in order to understand what you're saying. Also, don't talk too fast. Be patient, even if it takes a while to converse. And lastly, don't yell. Sometimes people even yell at those of us in wheelchairs, and that'd be embarrassing. But most importantly, don't back away. Don't be shy. These are just some deaf etiquette tips for you, and there's more at disabilitycampaign.org.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence.